we have green on the field, blue in the sky. In some instances, a roof overhead, depending on which game you are going for. And it is opening day for our Rangers. Our Texas Tech Red Raiders play tonight in the NCAA March Madness Tournament.
Woo!
And this Saturday, it opens the UFL season. Owned in part by The Rock.
Good morning. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
And we She's do smell questions. Something right now because it is time.
Here we go.
Inflow Thursday. Yeah. That is right. It is a Will It Float Thursday, as always, brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, and by gosh, shop Gibson's. I bet they have a fine selection of sporting equipment.
Oh, yeah.
And many, many balls.
They have absolutely anything that you could possibly want ever.
That's
they
the
might even
Gibson's.
Have a clean Will It Float tank. Who
well,
knows?
You can find the Will It Float Spring Sports Edition.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's right there at Gibson's where they sell the buckets. There you go. But the UFL Arlington Renegades, coached by the great Bob Stoops, kick off their season yet again. Spring football Saturday. Put you there right now if you can tell us what the balls are going to do.
Bower the ball.
What?
Can you smell them over there? I opened them up and unleashed them in
I
the
can
studio.
Definitely... Uh-huh. For UFL tickets, smell this morning what the foul balls are cooking.
Good morning. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
So this is a product. They're actually called foul balls.
Foul ball.
And they are intended to be put in your shoes or boots or something to get
you
the stank
put them
out.
In your locker.
Get the stank out.
You can put them in your car.
There you go. They're fresheners
put them
of
anywhere.
Sorts. They are, though, I have no idea what's inside of them. They are little plastic balls. They seem to be somewhat relatively well sealed. And that'll be a factor because we don't know what's in it. I don't know if it's charcoal, if it's just those like those packets you get when you order stuff that says don't eat this because it's there to soak in moisture.
Yeah,
so don't eat them, Heather Lee.
They're made in
don't
China.
Don't eat the foul balls.
I don't know if we should touch them. So okay. are we gonna twist to unleash it or not?
Oh, I think we need to unleash it.
Okay.
Because at the very least, I'm kind of hoping that this freshens up the Will It Float tank.
When will that tank be clean?
Doris, right. We all
Everybody
want to
was
know.
Concerned about
She's
the smell
questions.
In the studio from past Will It Floats.
We need thoughts,
there were emails,
we need prayers.
A leaked group chat last night. So we are going to get that going. All right, two of you Hank fans to go, Mono E Mono and Will It Floto today. He is Hank fan number 9. He is first up. He is out of Cleburne. It is Rowdy. Welcome to it, Rowdy of Cleburne. Welcome to Will It Float, buddy.
How's it going?
It's good.
Hi.
It's good. And going up against Rowdy of Cleburne is out of De Leon, Ronnie. Good morning,
howdy,
Ronnie.
Howdy.
All right, so we have Rowdy and Ronnie. And a lot of balls.
Foul the ball.
Ronnie Hussein, howdy.
A lot going on here. A lot juggling in the air, ladies and gentlemen. But you have first dibs on this. Rowdy out of Cleburne. What do you think the little plastic foul
ball
will do? Will they float? Will they sink?
Let's float.
We got float. All right, we got floats. So, Ronnie out of De Leon, you're hoping they do what?
My God, I hope they sink.
Exactly. Okay. You boys excited about Rangers opening day? Yeah?
Of course.
There it is. Go Rangers.
Go Rangers.
And go Renegades. Taking on the San Antonio Sailfish later on this Saturday in the week. All right. To the Tank of Transparency we go to see what the foul balls are going to do. Of course, due to official UFL rules, which governs, oddly, Will It Float. Once they hit the water, they have 10 seconds to do what they are going to do to determine a victor between Rowdy and Ronnie. And I'm sure I'll mess that up. All right, are we ready at the Will It Float tank?
We're ready!
Streaming live for all to see, which you can hear on our Hank Facebook Live in 3, 2, 1, down they go. And the 10-second is counting, and they are floating. They
They're
are
down.
Definitely buoyant. They
They're
are
down.
Used as flotation devices right now. I don't know what's in them, but whatever it is, it definitely is... A floatable object. That was pretty conclusive. I bet if we keep them in there, though, longer, that will make the tank smell better. So I'm going to keep them in all the
rest. It could not hurt.
But when it comes to their buoyancy, 100% clear, decisive, Rowdy out of Cleburne.
Woo!
Congratulations. The balls may be foul.
Foul the ball.
But they are floatable. Ladies and gentlemen, Rowdy, you're going to the Arlington Renegades. and the start of the UFL season this Saturday.
I didn't say that. He did. Just
yeah, I just keep checking the email to see if we get anything from Gina and HR.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, mine hasn't. It just won't refresh. I don't know why that is.
I am still getting tons of group chats, but I'm not really sure about that. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes down to it, yes, the foul balls are floatable, just like we hope all of our seasons and teams do as well. Congratulations, Rowdy, and another award-winning edition of Will. All right, one more time.
Foul ball.
Thank you.
Thank you.